This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Good morning. It's now 8:03. Cloudy. It's kind of dreary this morning. 70 degrees now. You're listening to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Our top story this morning: get ready for lower speed limits on some of Dallas's most traveled expressways.
Some deadly stretches of Dallas highways are getting lower speed limits soon.
There are several of them along the same stretch of the same road.
Dallas Councilman Adam Madrano was referring to Loop 12, which goes by several names in Dallas, like Northwest Highway, Walton Walker, Ledbetter, Buckner, and Great Trinity Forest Way. At least 15 people have died this year alone in Loop 12 crashes. Another dangerous stretch is Central Expressway, where the speed limit is going from 70 down to 65 between Woodall Rogers and Mockingbird. That stretch of 75 may sound familiar because that's where Kansas City Chiefs receiver Rashee Rice crashed his luxury car going better than 100 miles an hour during the off-season. From the 24-Hour News Center, Kurt Lewis, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Also at Dallas City Hall, the council has approved $65 million in new funding for upgrades to the Cotton Bowl. The improvement's part of a larger $140 million renovation.
It's the largest project we've ever done in the Dallas Park system. It's an iconic building, of course, in Dallas and the state of Texas. So we're just really proud.
It's Ryan O'Connor with Dallas Parks and Rec. The improvement set to finish by next fall. Latest funds will go toward expanding concourses, upgrading bathrooms, adding more elevators, and improving security and Wi-Fi.
The Dallas City Council has also approved $42 million for the next phase of Deck Parks over I-30 aimed at revitalizing the southern half of the city. The vote greenlights funds from the Convention Center construction budget to partner with TxDOT for Deck Parks on Lamar Street near Old City Park. City leaders say these parks will help connect downtown with southern Dallas, similar to the success of Clyde Warren Park on the north side of downtown.
The possible cut of some Tarrant County early voting locations has some screaming voter suppression.
The issue was raised by County Judge Tim O'Hare, who says they have too many locations that are too close together, they waste taxpayer money, and they create staffing issues. So O'Hare has called a special meeting today to discuss three versions of early voting location lists, each with 46 to 48 locations, down from the approved 50. But the two vocal opponents of O'Hare's plan are in Washington, D.C. on a pre-approved trip and can't be at today's meeting. Texas State Representative Chris Turner says this is not a coincidence.
All of these proposals have one thing in common, one insidious thing in common, and that is they make it more difficult for young people to vote, and they make it more difficult for people of color to vote. And that's what this is about.
He says it's a case of voter suppression, pure and simple. Today's meeting is set to start up at 10 a.m. From the 24-Hour News Center, Austin York, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
A man who is serving a life prison term for murder is forcing the Texas Department of Criminal Justice to modify its menu. KRLD's LP Phillips reports on this food fight.
Keith Cole fought the law and won. The Harris County man is serving a life prison term for murder at the Stiles Prison in Beaumont. He's a confirmed member of the Baha'i faith, which bans pork from a diet. Cole said every third meal at the prison contains pork as a meat, and he says prison officials refused to offer him another meat choice. The Texas Department of Criminal Justice says it does offer meal alternatives, such as vegetarian trays or peanut butter and jelly. And if Cole doesn't like it, he could buy another meat at the prison commissary. That's when Cole took on TDCJ and won. The courts didn't buy any of TDCJ's arguments and ordered the prison to offer another meat choice as a matter of faith. From the 24-Hour News Center, LP Phillips News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Now we put this question to you. Send us a voice message in the Odyssey app. Tap the microphone button there on the KRLD page.
I don't believe that prisons should be catering to people who commit crimes and are incarcerated. They made the decision to be incarcerated. They gave up their freedom, and part of that freedom is eating whatever they want or don't want.
A former Arlington police officer charged with murder is heading to trial today. Jury selection begins at 8:30 this morning. Robert Phillips faces charges related to the shooting death of Jesse Fisher during a slow speed chase in October 2021. Phillips was indicted by a grand jury in 2022 and was fired by the Arlington Police Department 2 days after the incident for policy violations. If convicted, he faces 5 to 99 years in prison.
Extensive damage from Hurricane, now Tropical Depression Francine. So North Texans are gearing up to help out in Louisiana and surrounding areas.
Warm waters in the Gulf strengthened the storm to a Category 2 hurricane before landfall. At 8:30 p.m., more than 220,000 Louisiana customers were without power. Officials reporting large limbs and trees down along the storm's path. McKinney-based Minuteman Disaster Response expects to soon help clear some of those trees.
Cleanup, sweeping, shoveling.
The volunteer group is sending people to assess damage. They'll determine where resources are needed.
NBC5's Meredith Yeomans also reports Oncor sending about 100 workers to the hurricane zone to help restore power to well over 300,000 customers who remain in the dark this morning. Francine has also weakened to a tropical depression.
Online threats against several local school districts have turned up this week in Cedar Hill, Fort Worth, Red Oak, and Waxahachie. Most of those threats have been deemed not credible, but Fort Worth Schools spokesperson Jimmy Polizzani says making a threat can land you in jail.
So penalties range from terrorist threat is a Class B misdemeanor. It is a $2,000 fine and 180 days in the county jail. So it is very serious.
Several districts have stepped up school security in the wake of the threats, although, again, they say most are not credible.
Rangers got crushed by the Diamondbacks yesterday, 14-4. But as Jake Rietma reports, Rangers fans have a weekend to get pumped about.
The Rangers now head to Seattle for a four-game series against the Mariners with some exciting pitching matchups to look forward to. Tonight, it's the highly anticipated Major League debut of Kumar Rocker. First pitch comes your way at 8:40. On Friday, the return of Jacob deGrom to the Hill, 9:10 first pitch in that one. And to top it all off, on Saturday at 8:40, Max Scherzer will make his first start since late July. Jake Rietma, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Amazon is trying to save you money on your groceries as they launch a new no-frills, lower-cost food line.
Amazon's hoping to cut into Walmart and Target's budget brand foods with the launch of their new private label Amazon Saver brand. The company says they're hoping to help consumers stretch their grocery dollars. They say they're tweaking online grocery shopping for Prime members to make it easier, faster, and less expensive to shop. They've started rolling out the Saver food line, but hope to have more than 100 products available from crackers to condiments to canned foods very soon, many of which will start at less than $5, and Prime members will also get another 10% discount on top of that. From the 24-Hour News Center, Russell Scott, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Let's talk pension. Dallas City Council has approved a major commitment of $11 billion to the police and fire pension fund over the next 30 years. The move aiming to stabilize the fund, which faces long-term financial challenges. The Texas legislature mandates the pension fund must be fully funded within 30 years. The pension board has also submitted its own plan to the state. Meanwhile, the Dallas City Council's plan to offer retirees an additional 1% stipend currently on hold due to a pending lawsuit. Meanwhile, Mayor Eric Johnson reacting, saying they promised to take care of retired and active first responders, and they will keep that promise, adding that public safety is and will always be his number one priority.
Senator John Cornyn of Texas thinks it's too easy to exploit children online. KRLD's Bill McLean tells us what he hopes to do about it.
Cornyn and three others in Congress have co-sponsored legislation that would make it easier for police agencies to identify not only online predators, but their victims as well. Senator Richard Blumenthal and Representatives Laurel Lee and Debbie Wasserman Schultz filed the bill to beef up the ability of investigators to track online activity and to rescue victims who may unknowingly have been exploited. The bill would provide more investigators with the latest digital forensic training for Homeland Security's Investigations Unit and would support greater coordination among enforcement jurisdictions. From the 24-hour News Center, Bill McLean, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
North Texas continues to attract major data centers. QTS Realty Trust is building a new campus in Lancaster in southern Dallas County. According to the Dallas Morning News, the firm will develop a 413,000-square-foot two-story building. Construction starts in November, should be done by December of 2025, an estimated cost of $288 million. QTS also has recently expanded into Irving and the Alliance area.
The All Local is updated three times a day. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.